The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, March-April 2011. The theme of this issue is Meaningful Details. In the beginning. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. The Scriptures come to us under the direction of the most brilliant mind conceivable. They are well worth careful study and attention to detail. Perhaps not all details are meaningful, but many of them will be. In this issue, we explore some of the details and the meanings they appear to carry. The opening article is a panoramic view of our exalted hopes of heavenly glory in due time, glory which most of the body of Christ have already entered into, and we which are alive and remain anticipate. If it were not so, is an engaging expression of our Master, who wishes us to have confidence in the remarkable promises which are ours. At the memorial season, our thoughts are more than usual focused upon the suffering of our Master. One of his closing cries from the cross, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" gives a sense for the extreme distress he experienced. These words and their meaning are examined in the article Forsaken by God. The article The Man of Lawlessness shows that this expression represents the better Greek manuscripts rather than the more popular phrase Man of Sin. It explains how the word Paul chose better expresses his point and elucidates the prophecies behind that point. Are Christians all to fall asleep in death? Yes, we must die here if we wish to be raised in glory there. This article explains that the better Greek manuscripts expressly declare this truth and also distinguish the different experience of saints who died before the harvest from those who died during the harvest. The next two articles, Melchizedek and A Ram in the Thicket, explore small incidentals in familiar Old Testament narratives which bring out engaging nuances about the service of Christ toward us. The closing article, Divide It Among Yourselves, observes that there were two cups of note mentioned in Luke's account of the Last Supper and explores their symbolism. We hope these meaningful details will prove of interest and value to our readers in more closely appreciating the value of the Word of God.